Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Three patches of still busy traffic. R21 southbound through Bopsfontein towards the airport. Winnie Mandela northbound through the design quarter in four ways. And still some seriously queuing traffic getting up into Transoranje and WF Nkomo.
Johannesburg acting mayor Jack Sekwayila visited the site where Broadwalk Urban Village burned down last night in Midrand.
We are still struggling now to locate the owner. We can only engage further once we get the owner. It's a city we can discuss with him so that we assist each other to meet each other halfway.
One person has died and hundreds of tenants lost their homes. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to use full force against Hezbollah in Lebanon until residents living on the northern border with the country can return home. Thousands of Lebanese have also fled the region. Meanwhile, a group of South African humanitarian aid workers from the Africa Muslims Agency are struggling to get out of Beirut.
I think there's one airline that's flying, and right now that's jam-packed and fully booked for a week out.
Hussein Shinada, who is in Beirut, spoke to us this morning.
Schools have become shelters, especially in the south and the cities. Each classroom has become a home.
More on these and other stories at 7.
Time now for the Business Minute. It's brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with the Money Market Select investment account, offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Taking a look at the international business front, here's Renier van Sel from Efficient Private Clients.
Most US indices got off to a sluggish start earlier today, a day after the S&P 500, the broad US index, closed at its 41st record of the year. Outside of the US, the picture was mixed. Chinese shares climbed again after China's central bank added another rate cut to its stimulus blitz.
From China to Europe.
The pressure was on for SAP, one of the continent's biggest tech players, after Bloomberg reported that it was under investigation in the US for potential price fixing. We also heard that Volkswagen investors are raising the pressure on Oliver Blum to give up his dual role as chief executive at Porsche and its parent company, as Europe's largest car maker faces its biggest crisis in decades.
A dollar trading at 17 Rand 24, a euro 19 Rand 21, and the pound in the last hour dipping under 23 Rand. It's now 22 Rand 99. Gold trading at $2,656.51 per fine ounce, and oil at $73.92 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 7.
We start off with football news. Clashing in the EFL Cup for the second year running, Liverpool and West Ham square off in Wednesday's tonight's third round clash at Anfield as the Reds get their defence of the 2023-24 title underway. The two Premier League sides are going into an affair having been on opposite ends of 3-0 scorelines over the weekend as the hosts made light work of Bournemouth, while Julian Lopetegui's men were outclassed by London rivals Chelsea. Reds manager Arne Slot, well, he says that the side does have potential.
A lot of good players brought in a lot of players in the summer window that haven't been implemented yet, but maybe there's a chance for them tomorrow to start. So they will come back stronger because of all the quality they already had last season and what they brought in.
Another big game happening tonight sees Arsenal taking on Bolton Wanderers. France World Cup winner Raphael Varane announced his retirement from football at the age of 31, adding that he is going to remain at Como in a non-playing capacity. The former Real Madrid and Manchester United centre-back Varane joined the Italian club for the season, but was excluded from the Serie A squad having suffered a knee injury.